You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Are you still in face the clock,
Good morning, son.
Thank you.
And you may proceed.
Thank you so much, Your Honor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you please state your name for the record and spell your last name, sir?
Nicholas Guarino, G-U-A-R-I-N-O.
And how are you employed, sir?
I'm a trooper with the Massachusetts State Police.
And how long have you been a trooper?
A little over 10 years now.
And what is your current assignment?
Currently assigned to the Norfolk County District Attorney's Office.
And how long have you been assigned there?
November 2019, so 6 years-ish. What the?
And what are your responsibilities at the Norfolk County District Attorney's Office?
I do digital forensics and I'm a sexual assault investigator, as well as assist on homicide cases and narcotics cases.
Trooper, you're currently on a medical leave due to a work-related injury. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And can you tell this jury about your educational background?
Yes, I went to Westfield State College. I have two bachelor's degrees in criminal justice and mass communications.
And can you also tell the jury about any kind of specialized training that you have in forensic examinations in order to be a forensic examiner?
So I've taken numerous Cellbrite classes. They're 40-hour certification courses, as well as other online trainings with National White Collar Crime and Magna Forensics, which is another forensic company, and Berla Motor Vehicle Forensics.
So I'm going to ask you a little bit about those. What is Cellebrite?
Cellebrite is specialized software and hardware to download and extract data from digital devices.
And Cellebrite is the name of the company?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And is that a private company?
Yes, they are.
And what is Magna Forensics?
Magna Forensics is also a forensic company to download and extract digital devices as well.
Okay. And do you have certifications from any of the companies?
Yes. Cellebrite, I've taken 4 or 5 of their classes, CCO, CCPA, which is their extraction software that teaches you how to use it and extract devices. Cellebrite Mobile Forensics, their Cert F class, which is to repair and fix digital devices and cell phones. So if you have something that breaks, you can still get the data from it. CASA, which is their advanced database software class for to go into the databases of the software, the devices we get, and also CAF, which is Cellebrite Apple Forensics Fundamentals, I believe is the acronym, for Apple devices and MacBooks.
So you received certifications for all of those trainings?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And how do you get the training? How do you get the certification from the training?
So it's a 40-hour, week-long course in person with book learning and then hands-on training. And then at the end of the week, you take a test to show proficiency. And if you pass, you get the certification.
And you were able to pass those?
Yes.
Do you have specialized training for Apple products?
Yes, that's the CAF class that I took.
Okay. So prior to being a Massachusetts State Trooper, did you have any law enforcement background?
Yes, I was a NORAD police officer for just under 11 years.
And any military background?
Yes, I was in the Army National Guard for 7 years.
And have you previously testified about examination of digital forensics?
Yes, I have.
Thank you. Your Honor, would this be a time that you'd like me to stop before I begin the full examination for the break?
Sure. Jurors, we're going to take the morning break, and we'll see you back in about 20 to 30 minutes.
All right, support, please.
Court's back in session. You may be seated.
You may proceed.
Thank you very much, Your Honor. Trooper Greeno, were you working on Sunday, January 8th, 2023?
Yes, I was.
And were you assisting with the execution of a search warrant at 516 Chief Justice Cushing Highway in Cohasset?
Yes.
And what was your assignment at that execution of the search warrant?
I was assisting with the search of the home, and if any digital devices were located, I was to take them, put them into evidence bags, and then hold on to them to transport back to the DA's office.
Okay. And what digital devices in general did you seize that day?
There were 3 MacBooks, 2 iPhones, and 3 iPads.
Thank you. And were pictures taken during the execution of the search warrant?
Yes, there was a member of Crime Scene Services there photographing where we found items.
Your Honor, at this time, I'd like to show pictures and publish them to the jury. They've been previously marked and agreed to by the defense.
How many?
It's a very good question, Your Honor. Number 63 through 78, so... Court reporter has been nice enough to count for me, and we believe that's 16.
All right, so 16 photos, and they are all of digital devices, or electronic devices, or they have other things as well?
They are of the electronic devices in the home, and then of just the electronic devices separately.
All right. And the defense has agreed to those?
Yes.
All right, great. They're now in evidence as items Exhibits 63 through 78, now in evidence.
Thank you very much, Your Honor. At this time, I'd like to have Exhibit 63-7179. Trooper Carino, can you tell me what that is a photograph of?
Yes, this is the kitchen area. On the kitchen table, there's a red iPhone 13 mini and an Apple iPad. I believe that's the 6 mini.
Ms. Gilman, can you zoom in?
Yeah, iPad 6 mini. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And is there a cover on the phone?
Yes, it's the green cover, and you can see the red at the charging port.
Thank you very much. I'd ask for the next exhibit, that being 64-7208. Can you tell me what this is a photograph of?
This is the, if you want to call it a dining room or eat-in nook on the table. There's 2 MacBooks and a third inside that manila folder.
Ms. Gilman, I'd ask that you zoom in on this, please.
So,
Trooper Carino, can you explain that, please?
Yes. So the bottom left is a gray MacBook. Next to that is another pinkish MacBook. And inside the manila folder with the charging cable, there's another MacBook inside that.
Thank you. I'd ask for the next exhibit, that being Exhibit 65, 7414. What is this, Trooper?
This is that pinkish MacBook that was inside the manila folder.
That was on the dining room table?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. And these are all where you initially found those devices?
That's correct.
Thank you. Looking at the next exhibit, Exhibit 66-7304, could I please have that? What is this a photograph of, Trooper?
This is the upstairs master bedroom. On the bed is the iPhone SE that's plugged into the wall.
And could you zoom in, please? And is that how you found that device?
That's correct.
Thank you. Looking at Exhibit 67-7637, could you please show that? What is this a photograph of?
This was an Apple iPad, I believe it was 9th gen version. The crib was over it. We could see it stuck under the crib, so we just pulled it out so it could be photographed better.
Could I now please have Exhibit 31, which is already in evidence? What is this a photograph of, Trooper?
This was another Apple iPad that was in the, I believe it was the upstairs children's bedroom.
Could I please have Exhibit 68, photo 7436. Trooper, could you tell me what this is?
That's the same iPad. We just opened the case to show that the screen had been damaged.
What did you do with those items after you identified them in the house at the search warrant?
So I placed these items into brown evidence bags and put the information on the front of the bag. And then once we had finished doing the search of the home, I transported all of these items back to the Norfolk DA's office to our digital evidence lab.
And what is the digital evidence lab at the Norfolk District Attorney's office?
So at the DA's office, we have a secure digital evidence lab that's a key card and it has an alarm on the door. So only select few can get in there so we can store digital evidence to keep it powered on or so we don't lose any information.
And what is in the lab itself?
There's 2 forensic machines, our secure server, and a third computer, and then as well as a Mac PC computer and our gray key.
And who specifically has access to that lab?
At that time, it was myself, Trooper Connor Keefe, and the civilian director of our lab, Samantha Vogt.
And what did you do next after you got to the lab?
The items were photographed, and we created a, with our case management for the digital evidence, we created a case number for it.
What was that case number?
2023-003.
Then what happened?
With the devices themselves?
Before you looked at the devices themselves.
So obviously we had all these devices. We had to write search warrants. And once the search warrants were signed, then we were able to process the digital items.
So you wrote search warrants for the contents of the devices?
That's correct.
And when were those search warrants signed for the contents of the devices?
January 10th of 2023.
I now want to show you photographs and ask if you can identify, well, I want to show you those so that you can identify them for the jury. Looking at what's been marked as Exhibit 69, what is this?
So this is the black iPhone SE. On the back is our label that we created. It says 2023-0003, it's an extra zero, underscore one, showing that's the first item of this case.
And 70 next, please.
This is the front of that same iPhone.
Going to 71.
This is the gray MacBook, item number 3. So you can see the underscore 3. It says the model and serial number.
72.
Just a wider version of the same MacBook.
Ms. Gilman, 73, please.
This looks kind of gold, but I believe this is the same gray MacBook, just the cover.
Ms. Gilman, if you could now go to 74.
This is the iPhone 13 mini, item number 5.
And the case has been taken off of that now?
That's correct.
75, please, Ms. Gilman.
And that is the front of the device.
76, please.
That's to show that the phone is the passcode. It's locked.
Same device?
Same device, yes.
77, please.
Again, front of the phone showing that it was still active and getting messages.
N78, please.
This is the, Apple iPad mini 6, I believe, item number 7. It says, again, shows the model and serial number of the device.
You can take that down, Ms. Gilman. So all of those devices and all of the devices that you see is pursuant to a search warrant at the Walsh home at 516 Chief Justice Highway in Cohasset were all Apple products. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And what are Apple devices?
Apple devices, they're just a brand of digital devices, phones, MacBooks, iPads. They're all electronic devices.
That's the manufacturer?
That's correct.
What is an Apple ID?
So the Apple ID is a personalized ID for your Apple devices that can be used to download apps, go to the App Store, download music, movies, wherever you please.
What does a person use their Apple ID for?
As I said, to download items, set up the accounts, it's usually an email address, and then they're able to sync other devices with it if need be.
Can a person have more than one Apple ID?
Registered to a device, yes.
How can an Apple device be secured?
Either Face ID or 4-6-digit passcode, or alphanumeric as well.
What is a web browser?
The web browser is whatever program you're using to view the internet, whether it be Microsoft Edge, Safari, Google Chrome.
You mentioned Safari. What specifically is Safari?
So Safari is Apple's web browser that they have installed on all their devices.
Can other web browsers be used with Apple devices?
Yes.
So I want to talk now about examining, forensically examining devices. When did you begin forensically extracting or making forensic copies of the devices that you seized from the house with the search warrant?
After the search warrants were signed, the 10th we began extracting, but we're limited to one gray key machine, so we have to place one on it, download it, and then we could swap the devices to the next and so forth until we get through everything.
Did any other troopers assist you with the extraction or copying of the devices?
Yes. Detective Lieutenant Ed Keefe, Lieutenant Sean Quirk, and Trooper Connor Keefe were all assisting.
You discussed Trooper Connor Keefe before, but who are Lieutenant Sean Quirk and Detective Lieutenant Ed Keefe?
At the time, both of them were part of the cybercrime unit for the Mass State Police.
In general, what is a forensic copy of a device?
When we create a digital copy of the device, it's all the information that we're able to obtain from the device that we can work from as to not use the device itself and change anything in it. So we always work from that copy to make sure that nothing's changed for, you know, if we have to ever re-image it or if the item's returned, you know, we won't have the device in our hands.
How do you keep from changing the data on the original device when you're making a forensic copy?
We employ write blockers. Write is in like W-R-I-T-E writing. So we can't write to the device. It only writes from the device. It's a one-way street. That way we can get the information and not change anything on the devices themselves.
And where is the original device kept after it has been forensically copied?
If the item was given on consent, we'll return it as soon as possible. If it's evidence, then it'll get tagged with an evidence number and placed into our evidence room.
So now I want to talk about the MacBook, the item number 3 that it was labeled, the gray MacBook. How did you make a forensic copy of the MacBook?
So for MacBooks, we can't use gray key, so we have to use a Cellbrite digital collector. It's basically a write blocker that plugs into the MacBook itself, and we're able to do a live acquisition of the device to a separate hard drive, creating a copy of everything that's there.
So after you make a copy, then what do you do?
I place that onto our external storage device for the Apple system that we have.
And then what do you do?
And then we'll load it into whatever forensic program we're going to use. So for the MacBooks, I used Axiom program made by Magnet Forensics.
And did you ensure, again, that you used a write blocker for this as well?
Yes, that's correct.
And what did you do with the MacBook after the data had been extracted before you began to analyze?
It was placed back into evidence.
And where is that MacBook, the original MacBook that was taken from the Walsh residence? Where is that right now?
It's at the Norfolk DA's office in our evidence room.
What was the date range that the search warrant allowed you to examine on that MacBook?
December 25th of 2022 to January 8th of 2023 when we seized the device.
And you said that you used Magnet's Forensic Axiom?
Yeah, Magnet Forensics Axiom is the name of their program to view the hard drive contents.
And did that allow you to determine if there was an Apple ID associated with that MacBook computer?
Yes, it did.
And was there an Apple ID associated with the computer?
Yes, it was brw@tensaleconsulting.com.
And was there a name associated with the device?
Yes, Brian's MacBook.
How is data stored on a MacBook computer?
Similar to a PC, they have a hard drive or a solid-state drive. The information just gets saved through the hard drive.
What do you mean that it's saved on the hard drive? Is it in components on the hard drive? Is it specialized in the hard drive?
Yeah, so Apple products save to a non-C database. which is Apple's way of, it's like the C drive in a Mac, on a PC computer. It's just where the information is located into different parts of the computer.
Does a MacBook store data of websites visited by the device?
Yes, it does.
Does a MacBook computer store the search terms a user inputs into the device?
Yes, it does.
Where on the device is that data stored?
In that Knowledge C database, the actual database, if you drill down into it, is the history.db database, which keeps all of your internet history. It's like a folder in a regular computer.
And is that automatically, is that data automatically stored?
Yes.
During the examination of the data from the gray MacBook, which is item number 3 from, that you've labeled item number 3, did you examine data in the internet search history?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What internet web browser was used on the MacBook?
So there are 3 listed, but the majority of all searches were done in Safari.
What is a search engine?
The search engine is whatever, it's like Google, Bing, whatever you go to search whatever search terms you're looking for. So if you type in Boston Bruins into the search engine, it'll bring up all the Bruins web pages in your web browser.
And what's the difference between a search term and an internet history?
As I said, the search terms are the words you put in to do the search. The history is the actual websites visited.
Using the parameters from the search warrant from December 25th of 2022 to January 8th of 2023, were you able to compile the Safari internet search history from the MacBook, which was labeled in your lab as item number 3?
Yes, I was.
And were you able to create a physical printout binder of that?
Yes, that's what this is here.
Your Honor, that has been remarked as exhibit number 79, this binder.
Are you offering it?
I am offering it as the next exhibit, please.
I'll see counsel at the side of the bench. Noting the defensive objections and the ruling I made at the side of the bench, that exhibit will be marked and is now in evidence as exhibit 79?
79, please.
That's item 3. That is for the record, it's the item 3 extraction report, the gray MacBook Pro.
Your Honor, I'm going to ask that item 79 be published to the jury through the screens now because it's so big.
All right, so jurors, can everyone, I know that you can all see because you would have raised your hand previously, but previously we've been looking at documents and they've been zooming in. Everybody got any difficulty? For number 9, you're probably farthest away from the screen.
Yeah.
You all set? All right, let's say the juror number 1. All right, let me know if that changes. Go right ahead.
Thank you very much. Your Honor, I'm going to ask now that we show page 526 of the binder, marked Exhibit 79. Trooper, what does URL mean?
The URL is the website that the user is on.
And what is the last visited date and time?
That is the last time the user had access the website.
And what is UTC?
UTC is a worldwide time code. To make it easier when we look at devices, so we would have to minus 5 hours to get to Eastern Standard Time. So if you look here where it says last date and time visited, UTC-0500, that is showing that I've minus the 5 hours.
So the web, I'm sorry, the software has done that for us. You've checked off something, so the software does that.
Yes, that's correct. Because during the summertime, it would be minus 4 hours, so we want to make sure we're in the right time zone.
What is the title?
Title is the name of the website, if you looked at the top of like the web browser bar, that would be the title.
And who created the title of the web page?
That's done automatically through the website.
What is the visit count?
Is it count how many times the user has visited that website?
What is the visit source?
So the visit source is where the source of the information was pulled from. So this one here says locally browsed. That means it originated on this MacBook.
What is source? Not visit source, just source.
So the source shows the APFS container is the hard drive. And it has a string of numbers and letters, users, B. Walsh, library, Safari. So it's showing where in the database it's pulling this information from.
And that's that. So I can see it says history.db that you had previously told us about.
Yes. So it's going down folder wise. So the library is the main folder, then it'll go into the Safari folder and then the history database of Safari.
What is location?
Location, again, is a more, it's the location of the items in that database, where they're located in it.
Specifically within the HistoryDB database or whatever database it is?
That's correct.
What is what is evidence number? I think I skipped over that. Sorry.
Yeah. No, the evidence number is just the name of the disk, the hard drive, the image that we created.
Because this is a forensic software.
Yes.
Okay. What is recovery method?
The recovery method is how the information was pulled from the data extraction. So there's two options, parsing or carved or carving. Parsing just pulls the immediate information that the tool sees, where carve goes deeper into the database to try to find stuff to pull the information. It's just different locations and different means of getting the information so I can see it.
What is item ID?
The item ID is the item, the ID number for this whole image we're seeing.
Now, often there are two records with the same time when you go down in the records. Mm-hmm. You'll see the exact same time. Why is that?
So this one here shows parsing. If you scroll down to record 1953, it's the same date and time stamp as the top one. It's just the recovery method showing carving. So it's gone to a different area of the database and pulled it from a different location.
So does that mean that the search was done twice?
But nope. It's just how Apple has a program to store information.
Okay. Can you give us an analogy about that? Can you explain why that is? Is it like a...
Yeah, so if you think of databases... if you're familiar with like Excel spreadsheets, that's basically all this is. It's different rows and columns of information, and it's where the software is pulling the information from. It's different rows and columns. That's all.
Thank you. So I'd like to look at page 526, record 1952. What is the title?
Best ways to dispose of a body - Google search.
What time and date?
This is done on January 1st, 2023 at 4:52:16 a.m.
And that's Eastern Standard Time?
That's correct.
What is the URL?
I'll just do the beginning part. It shows www.google.com/search with the query equals best plus way plus to dispose of a body. Showing the client Safari. And then it has a whole list of letters and numbers and everything else after.
And what does that mean?
Well, it shows that it was done, the search was done through Google, and the query words where it says Q equals best way to dispose of a body, that means that the user input those specific terms and hit enter to create the search to happen.
Okay. So beginning at page 527, if we look at record 1956, see that?
Yes.
Okay. And then if we go to page 533, record to page 533, record.
1980?
Let me just check it. 1981. Can you explain what the pages are in the title? Can you tell me the title?
Yes. So the title for this one is 10 Ways to Dispose of a Dead Body, in parentheses, if you really need to. So it's dash page 6. So that page 6 means they're on the 6th page of the website. So the website will break it down so you're not scrolling a million pages long. So you usually at the end of the page, you'll see next page. You'll click that and it goes to the next part of the website for the story or however it goes. So that page 6 indicates that they're on the 6th page of the website. And they do this for advertising reasons and, like I said, keeping things short and concise.
So earlier in the records, if we had started at page 527, 1956, that was page 527, 1956, was just regular.
Yes, that's the, doesn't have a page number, but it looks like it's the opening page to the website for whataculture.com. Offbeat, 10 Ways to Dispose of a Body.
And then if we went to 528, 1962, what would the title be?
10 Ways to Dispose of a Body, if you really need to, dash page 2, the second page of the article.
Okay. So what does that indicate?
That the user clicked to go to that next page, showing that also that the visit count is 4, so it's part the user's been there before.
Thank you. Looking at page 534, record 1986. What is the title?
How long before a body starts to smell? Google search.
What time and date?
January 1st, 2023 at 4:55:25 a.m.
And what does Google search indicate there to you?
Again, that the user input how long before a body starts to smell and did the actual web search.
Looking at page 547, record 2029, what is the title?
How long for someone to be missing to inheritance? Yahoo search results.
What time and date?
It was on January 1st, 2023 at 6:24:44 a.m.
And what does Yahoo search results indicate?
This was done on a Yahoo search search engine.
So you previously explained Google search. Can you explain Yahoo search?
It's the same thing. It's just a different search engine that the user can utilize to search whatever they're looking for.
Looking at page 543, record 2014, can you tell me what that title is?
It's the same whataculture.com article, 10 Ways to Dispose of a Dead Body, if you really need to, page 7.
And what is the time and date for this?
January 1st, 2023 at 5:47:38 a.m.
So what does this indicate?
Again, a user had physically gone to page 7 of this article on the website.
And is this at a different time than had gone to the article pages 1 through 6 that we previously saw?
Yes, I believe there was a 45 or an hour difference.
And if we go to page 545 and 545 into 546, what page does this article end on?
Record 2023 shows it at page 11. Does it go to the following page? Yeah, that's where it ends. Yeah. Page 11 at 5:48:22 a.m.
And what is the significance of that, seeing that page 11?
As I said, that the user physically went 11 pages deep into this article.
Looking at page 547, record 2031, what is the title?
How long for someone to be missing to be dead? Yahoo search results.
What time and date?
January 1st, 2023 at 6:25:17 a.m.
Looking at page 563, record 2082, what is the title?
The title is Tishman Spire, Washington, D.C. Head, Yahoo search results.
And what is the time and date?
January 1st, 2023 at 7:44:46 a.m.
And you are familiar with these searches. There are multiple searches about Tishman Spire. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And what is the title of the search on page 567, record 2096?
This is Lowe's Google search.
And what time and date is that?
January 1st, 2023 at 7:48:04 a.m.
What is the title on page 576, record 2125?
Title is How Long Does DNA Last, which is a Google search.
And what is the date and time?
January 1st, 2023 at 9:33:49 a.m.
Trooper, what is...
Object, Judge, and just threw the side bone first.
Yes.
I think we were at record number 2125, page 578.
Yes. If we could please have record 2125 on page 578. And for the record, we're showing a PDF, which is the same version that the printed out version of the exhibit, which the jury will have.
All right.
Thank you. What is the title on page 578, record 2125?
How long does DNA last, dash Google search?
And what is the date and time?
January 1st, 2023 at 9:33:49 a.m.
And there is a line, redirect URL. What is that?
So if you look at the redirect URL is when you explain this. You're going to a website and you click on it, but it redirects you to a separate, not a separate website, but something similar. So if you look, it says, you know, slate.news, it's an article, but it says, is it possible to clean DNA off a knife? So it's similar search terms, but not exactly what you search. So it's redirecting you to similar items. The website's doing that. I should say it's not the user doing it.
So the browser is sending you to a suggested website?
That's correct. So I'm sure people have done this. Those who haven't, when you go to type in something in your phone or your MacBook and it gives you those suggested terms, that's similar to what this is.
Thank you. So if we look at record 2127 on that same page, 578, what is the title?
Sorry, 2127 you said?
Yes, please.
Sorry. Is it possible to clean DNA off a knife? Question mark.
What is the date and time?
January 1st, 2023 at 9:34:39 a.m.
Did the user go directly there or was the user redirected?
From this, it looks that the user was redirected from the original search term items that they put in.
And did the user stay on that website?
It shows visit count one. If you can go down just to the next couple, I could tell time difference wise. The next search is done approximately a minute later. So it would stand that this website was up for a short amount of time and then the next search was done.
So what does that mean?
They were there for about a minute. And then the next one, next search comes in at 9:35:52.
Thank you. What is the title on page 579, record 2129?
Can identification be made on partial human remains? Google search.
And what is the date and time?
January 1st, 2023 at 9:35:52 a.m.
What is the title on page 583, record 2141?
How to dispose of a cell phone, Google search.
What time and date?
January 1st, 2023 at 9:59:25 a.m.
What is the title on page 584, record 2144?
How to dispose of a computer, Google search.
What is the time and date?
January 1st, 2023 at 9:59:55 a.m.
What is the title on page 589, record 2159?
I am a user on my wife's credit card. She is missing. Can I still use the card? Google search.
What is the time and date?
January 1st, 2023 at 10:29:16 a.m.
What is the title on page 591, record 2166?
My wife is missing. What should I do? Google search.
What is the time and date?
January 1st, 2023 at 10:29:59 a.m.
What is the title on page 592 into 593, record 2170?
Yeah, the title is Your Spouse is Missing and You Want a Divorce, / Hello Divorce.
What is the time and date?
January 1st, 2023 at 10:30:49 a.m.
What is the title on page 596, record 2185?
It's ways to dispose of body parts after murder. Yahoo search results.
What is the time and date?
January 1st, 2023, 11:28:43 a.m.
What is the title on page 597, record 2189?
Six ways to dispose of a body, - murder, murder, murder.
And what is the URL?
www.murdermurdermurder.com/blog, 2017-522-6, ways to dispose of a body.
What is the time and date?
January 1st, 2023 at 11:28:47 a.m.
What is the title on page 596, record 2193?
Patrick Kearney, Google search.
Did you review that search?
Yes, I did.
Who is Patrick Kearney?
He is was named the trash bag killer. He would murder victims and throw their corpses away into trash bags.
What is the time and date?
Objection.
Want to be heard?
Yes.
Let's see if this... So, jurors, I'm going to strike that last... for purposes of the ask, I'm going to strike the last characterization of Mr. Kearney regards the thing that about an individual, Mr. Kearney, that took people to do that. That's different ones.
Thank you. looking at page 603, record 2207. Can you tell me what the title is?
Cleaning up a dead body / wired YouTube. So it's a YouTube video.
I was just going to say, what is YouTube?
YouTube is a video website where people, companies can upload whatever videos they want.
And what time and date is that?
January 1st, 2023 at 11:41:50 a.m.
What is the title on page 605, record 2214?
How to clean blood from a wood floor, Google search.
And what time and date is that?
January 1st, 2023 at 11:44:32 a.m.
And then page 609, record 2229. What is the title?
Can I use bleach to clean my wood floors from bloodstains? - Google search.
And what is the date and time?
January 1st, 2023 at 11:50:05 a.m.
And what is the title on page 638, record 2321?
You said the title?
Yes, I'm sorry, the title.
What does bleach do to dead bodies, Google search.
What is the time and date?
January 1st, 2023 at 12:10:07 p.m.
What is the title on page 647, record 2351?
Wait, want to get away with murder? ? Use special detergent / Discover magazine.
What is the time and date?
January 1st, 2023 at 12:18:03 p.m.
What is the title on page 650, record 2364?
Is it better to throw away crime scene clothes or wash them? Google search.
And what is the time and date?
January 1st, 2023 at 12:21:39 p.m.
What is the title on page 657, record 2386?
How to use hydrogen peroxide on bloodstains, Google search.
What is the time and date?
January 1st, 2023 at 12:48:14 p.m.
And what is the title directly below that, record 2387?
How to clean bloodstains with hydrogen peroxide - YouTube. And it's a video of those search terms.
And what is the time and date?
January 1st, 2023 at 12:48:43 p.m.
What is the title on page 659, record 2394?
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com. coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.